the same piece is now at 100. Imagine yourself at the checkout at your local Tesco's. After scanning the weekly groceries, including your £6 pint of milk, the cashier asks you for a four-figure sum. After loading your £400,000 family car, you leave and make a visit to the local estate agent. You want a three-bedroom semi. The cheapest properties cost around £5 million. Welcome to the future. These are the kind of prices we can expect to pay in 50 years' time. At least, if the last half century is anything to go by. Yorkshire Bank has compared prices when the Queen ascended to the throne in 1952 to those today in her Golden Jubilee year. Then, the average worker earned just under £9 a week. Not even enough to pay for a round of drinks in the pub today. Yet, it was enough to live on when a loaf of bread or a pint of milk cost just 6 old pence. 2.5 pence today. A packet of butter cost 12.5 pence. While bacon would set shoppers back by just 18 pence a pound. Half a dozen eggs cost 10 pence. But inflation has not treated all these items the same. Surprisingly, the most staple food, bread, has seen the greatest price rises. A loaf is now about 60 pence, more than 20 times more expensive than it was then. If inflation rates continue as they have over the past 50 years, by 2052, a pint of milk will cost more than £5, and a loaf will cost about £13. But inflation has affected wages too. The average weekly wage is now around £400, 45 times as high as 50 years ago. So that as far as shopping goes, we are now richer than we were. The same is not true of owning your own property. Prices are now around 50 times as expensive as in 1952. On that basis, an average house, now costing £100,000, could cost £5 million by 2052.